Every year, the church celebrates World Communications Day. This year, it falls on the 24th of May. That's next Sunday. And for the occasion, Pope Benedict XVI has a special message for young people across the world. The theme for 2009 is New Technologies, New Relationships, Promoting a Culture of Respect, Dialogue and Friendship. And also for the occasion, the Pontifical Council for Social Communications is launching a new website, it too, specially directed to young people. Of course, the site has been designed with the needs, tastes and rhythms of the digital age generations in mind, with vivacious graphics as well as with Facebook, iPhone and YouTube applications. My friend and colleague Philippa Hitchin spoke to the president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Mariacelli, about the exciting new initiative.
So, Archbishop Celli, you're launching this new internet site for World Communications Day. Tell us how the idea came about. What is the aim of this site?
The idea came from the fact that the message is certainly addressed to everybody, but mainly to the young generation, the digital generation, as the Holy Father calls the young people in this message. And we thought that it was good to present the message to the young generation through technologies that the young generations know and use. So we thought that it was good to have such a site called Pope to You, a site envisioned in a young way. And so we think that probably the young generation, the young people could find in such a presentation a good way, not only to know the message, but to spread the message. And the nice way is that now we have prepared some postcards with an image of the Holy Father and some words taken from his messages or his speeches. And we invite the young people to use such postcards to send them to their friends in order to spread around messages and insights from the gospel. Is light spread around? And so I think we hope that such an initiative can be really used by the young generation.
It's very user-friendly, the graphics are simple, and it's using the latest technologies, iPhone technology, Facebook. Who was the brains behind it all?
Oh, the brain is a young Italian priest, Father Pedrini. He was proposing it to us, and we thought that was good to accept it. And now he was here with us in this presentation. So the site is opening its activities next Thursday under the umbrella of the Pontifical Council of Social Communications. But we are using the idea and the invention of Father Pedrini.
It's available in several languages, isn't it?
It is working in five languages. In order to cover the vast majority of the young people around the world. And so we hope that it will be accepted and appreciated.
It puts the Vatican's Council for Social Communications rather in the forefront, doesn't it? Engaging with these new technologies in quite an audacious way, perhaps.
I think that the Holy Father, with his message, is inviting or pushing us to do this. Because the main goal of this message is new technologies, new relationships. And so we think that the Pontifical Council itself has to use new technologies to promote new relationships around the world. And we are at the service of the Holy Father. And we think that we must take advantage of what new technologies are offering us in this moment.
You're hoping that it'll become a permanent site, aren't you? Although it is just being launched for this occasion.
Young people will help us to decide. We don't know exactly what will be their reaction, but if the reaction is favorable, we can see what we can do in the future.
And that was Philippa Hitchin speaking to the president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Mariacelli.